As the mighty cosmic presence known to us as the God of the Swiss Alps speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty iron presence to bless him and to pour forth in that great service which he renders to life, pour forth every assistance that the love of our mighty iron presence can give. So wherever we go and everything to which we direct our attention is flooded now with the sacred fire love from our own mighty iron presence of that cosmic Christ power from the great central sun that must be drawn into this world to consume that which has no right to be in manifestation. Beloved ones of the heart of the world, and those who are visiting here, accept my love, if you will, and my gratitude for the privilege of speaking to you, that we may be of assistance and draw forth wherever you move in outer world conditions more of the sacred fire to consume human creation. Because you are in reality ambassadors of the sacred fire. Once you become aware of your beloved I Am presence as a white fire being from the great central sun, once you become aware of the power of the violet consuming flame to purify life, you automatically become an ambassador of the sacred fire, if you set it into action for the freedom of life. Once you become aware of the power of the unfed flame to hold balance, again you are privileged to carry that understanding to life, bring the balance into outer physical conditions, and again become an ambassador of the sacred fire. But let me explain to you tonight how the destructive forces hypnotize individuals, first of all through the craving of human desire, which is control of the energy in the emotional body. And this is the hypnotic effect of it. Due to selfishness, the desire, human desire, of the outer self wants to draw to itself the things that have been placed in this world by the cosmic beings who have created it. And those things are placed here for the use of those who pass this way to gain the ascension. But when the individual wishes to claw all to the use of the personal self and not let those blessings flow to an ever-expanding happiness to life, then it is because selfishness in the feeling has hypnotized the intellect with the idea that it's going to be happy by the control of things in this world. That hypnotic idea, since it depends on the things of this world, has beginning and end. Therefore, the happiness, so-called, that the craving of the emotional body tries to seize here and there and hold to itself, has beginning and end. If it brings happiness to begin, it brings misery when it lets go. But once you learn what the power cosmic Christ power from the great central sun is. In your use of the sacred fire's love to life, which you can draw from your beloved I Am presence or from the ascended host, when you understand that that is eternal, then your happiness ever becomes greater within yourself, because as your own beloved I Am presence gives you of itself, of its perfection, of its life, and shows you the magnificent accomplishment you may produce in the physical world by the use of its life and its energy and its love. When your beloved I Am presence gives you that, then if you will only let that go forth and expand its blessings to life everywhere, the moment you let that flood forth to bless the rest of life, your beloved I Am presence has a wider wave and a greater release of perfection to bring into your outer use. So selfishness shuts off the expansion of happiness, because it does not let the sacred fire expand. Of course, it has beginning and end and is only of short duration compared to the eternal perfection of the mighty I Am presence and the great central sun. But you watch conditions in the outer world that limit individuals. Every time, and beloved Saint Germain told you this in the beginning of this instruction, every time the outer self reaches into outer world conditions, and by dishonest means tries to draw to itself or take away from someone else that which belongs to the other person, the individual never enjoys it, because he or she loses some faculty by which he or she could enjoy it. That is a penalty that is paid for selfishness. Now, the conditions in Europe tonight are an aggregate, mass, hypnotic creation through long centuries and more than 2,000 years of the hypnotic control by hate. Because hate is selfishness, hate is fear, hate is condemnation, and hate is destruction. Therefore, since the accumulation of that brings poverty to the masses of people everywhere in every nation, then it is our privilege, our opportunity, to draw the supreme love of the universe, the sacred fire love of the cosmic Christ power, the great central sun, to flood into those conditions and consume the hate that has created them. Consume their hypnotic domination of the mind as well as the feeling. Because the sinister force of the world holds hypnotic control over the masses of the people through the emotional body. And when an individual hates, he or she has created that feeling at the solar plexus. Therefore, that is the point where the sacred love of the sacred fire needs to be flooded to mankind to still the feelings, consume the irritation, hold balanced control of the emotions, and then charge the individual with the invincible purifying action of the violet consuming flame to hold master control of manifestation in and around the outer self. Now that is the way it acts with the individual. But the same thing is applied to the nations of the world. Wherever you have an emotional nation, then there must and should come wave after wave of the violet consuming flames, cosmic Christ power from the great central sun to purify the feeling of the people that the mind may think more clearly. And when you consume hate, the mind becomes more reasonable, because the thing that interferes with the balanced activities of the intellect is disturbance in the feeling. And whether that disturbance is produced by hate or fear or anger or resentment or jealousy matters not. They are all one and the same destructive activity of energy. So, blessed ones, in trying to solve the problems of any government or any nation in the world, unless the people will go back to God as they understand it and ask for the purifying, illumining love of God's heart to come in and solve the problem by consuming the hate, unless the people will call, my dear ones, they but change one problem for 100. And that is why so many of these conferences throughout the world are deadlocked here and there and somewhere else, because the feeling of hate and resistance and rebellion, because the outer self doesn't get its own way, so binds the individual that the light does not come and help is only temporary. Now, could you see, as we do, from the inner standpoint, how those forces hold control of the energy of the emotional body, you would understand something of why it takes so long to consume destructive conditions that have been held in one locality for perhaps many centuries. Now, these are some of the things that the gods of the mountains are working with, because there is tremendous love in the mountain ranges of the world. You have no idea what intense love is poured forth to the beings of the elements when they produce jewels within the mountain ranges of the world. You can't comprehend, unless you saw that in action, what it means to consciously send the flame of love to the beings of the elements with the command that they create thus and so according to the divine plan of the great beings who govern the powers of nature. Since that love is so great within the mountain ranges, the purity is very great in the mountain ranges also. And there is the secret of our power when we wish to help the masses of the people by purification, illumination, and the raising of the vibratory action of outer world conditions so that evil may be consumed. When you understand how vulnerable is the condition of the emotional body of every individual, unless by conscious understanding of this beloved mighty I Am presence and the use of the Ascended Master's consciousness to hold control of these conditions by your use of the violet flame or your tube of light or the unfed flame, unless the individual is taught to use these activities of life's perfection, there is not strength of the light enough in the outer self of the people who handle the problems of the world to enable an adjustment to take place that is permanent peace to the earth. Mankind has prattled about peace all through the ages. And then when they wear themselves out, individuals are so weary, they can't fight anymore. Well, they have a temporary peace until they just gather some more energy to fight again. There must come worldwide action of these activities of the sacred fire, the blue lightning of cosmic Christ purity, the violet consuming flames purifying love, forgiveness, and mercy. The unfed flames, love, wisdom, and power in perfect balance. All of which affect the emotional body of individuals. The emotional bodies of individuals are affected first. And you must purify and quiet the feeling before the mind can think intelligently. So when you think of our problems of Europe, will you try to understand something of the forces that we are handling? And we would deeply appreciate your calls for all activities of the sacred fire necessary to consume the problems that have bound those countries in distress century after century, after wonderful blessings of beauty and perfection have been brought forth through each civilization. The world, dear hearts, needs only this understanding and use of the sacred fire in order to consume the hate that is the problem. You think the world is full of problems. It really only has one problem: hate instead of love. And love is not a sentimental, foolish feeling. Love is a power of the sacred fire. It is a flame. It is a light, it is a substance, it is a principle, it is a power, it is a radiation, a force, and an intelligence of perfection. So when you call forth the sacred fire love, the power and the powers of the cosmic Christ, from the great central sun. This moves into life everywhere and consumes the discord, therefore producing purity. And then the intelligence from the higher mental body of each life stream has an opportunity to control the outer self, to shut off mistakes and problems and limitation. So, blessed ones, whether mankind understands it or not, has nothing to do with the action of the law. Energy acts under law. Mankind's understanding or lack of it doesn't change the law. So unless the nations of the world understand how to use the sacred fire to consume the hate that is driven against them or that is generated from within their own borders, there is no possible hope for the cessation of war or the destructive conditions that continually destroy the peace that otherwise would be here. You can't solve all the problems in the world by money. That's utterly impossible. When people are self-hypnotized by certain ideas, only experience can prove them wrong. But you, who know this law, are privileged to be able to call into conditions the sacred fire's love of cosmic Christ purity to purify the emotional body of all mankind. And then purify the mind. But when you start to purify the mind without purifying the feeling world, you do not succeed, because there is three times more energy in the emotional body than there is in the mind. So unless the mass of the energy is purified, the mind is not allowed, even when it has constructive ideas, to bring those into manifestation. So in controlling conditions of the outer world, continually demand the purification by the sacred love of the sacred fire. It contains all of everything. The sacred fire contains all wisdom, all power, all purity, all love, all of everything. And the cosmic Christ power from the great central sun is the full concentration of all activities of the sacred fire necessary to produce perfect manifestation or to purify and remold conditions until they become perfection manifest. So, in trying to protect any nation against that which is wrong, begin immediately with the forced purification by the sacred fire. And then, when there are conditions in these international conferences, beloved ones, you do not realize what is drawn into a nation when there is an international conference, because the representatives that come to each nation bring with them their hates and problems against others. Now, radiation is far more powerful than anyone understands. And so if you wish to help any government become purified and illumined by the cosmic Christ control of the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, there must come purification. There must be the use of the sacred fire. Hatred must be consumed in order for the problems to be dissolved and perfection take their place, and peace reign supreme. Now, in every age, in every civilization, there have been those unfortunate individuals who think that one or a group is going to dominate the whole world. Well, it's never been done in the past. It isn't going to be done now, even though some individuals are self-hypnotized and have the idea that each one is big enough to rule the world. When those individuals can't rule themselves, how in the name of heaven are they going to control the world? They can't control their temper. They can't control their appetites. They can't control their speech. How in the world can they control all the people on earth? It's pitiful. Thank you so much, precious ones. Now, the advantage of this ascended master instruction and call to the beloved I Am Presence of each life stream and to the ascended host to pour forth the sacred fires, love, and powers that control outer world conditions, you leave the control of those conditions entirely in the hands of the divine. Your call goes there, but that is the release of the sacred fire that changes conditions. And therefore, when you let the divine hold control, then the problems and the discord must disappear, and peace has an opportunity to manifest. So, blessed ones, whether it be with yourselves individually or in business association or anywhere in outer world activities, or whether it be activities of nations, matters not. There is only one thing that is fundamental everywhere throughout the universe, and that is the sacred fire's love is master. It is the owner. It is the knower. It is the doer of all perfection. And if perfection is to manifest, or discord is to be dissolved and consumed, it must be done through the activity of the sacred fire. And until human beings are taught to understand this, until they understand they must use this power themselves to help themselves, the cosmic law can only give a certain amount of assistance up to a certain point. The individual has to grow and expand his or her own light, expand the unfed flame within the heart by self-conscious effort, by the free will, by conscious application of the law and the full determination to bless life everywhere around you. That's obligatory. It is invincible. It's eternal. Therefore, if you want immortal perfection, which is eternal happiness, then that must come. The sacred fire's love and control of all things, whether that be within yourselves or through you or around you or in the nations of the world, matters not. manifestation of that which is constructive cannot and does not come from anywhere but the sacred fire love of the beloved I Am Presence and the ascended host. So long as mankind does not understand the source from whence that sacred fire comes and understands that each one must use it by his or her own free will, the cosmic law can only give a certain proportion of help in each embodiment, except at the close of a cycle. And then, when the mass of the people enter into the new cycle, there has to come a wave of that sacred fire to purify all and compel the purification that moves all forward with the wave of the mass that affects the whole system. So, blessed ones, hourly will you become more and more grateful for this knowledge of the mighty I Am Presence and all that its sacred fire love means to life. That begins with your beloved violet consuming flame, the unfed flame, and the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. So as you move into outer physical conditions to accomplish more and more in the producing of perfection, you will use more of the sacred fire love to command and to control conditions in which you must move. The more power you gain, the more silent you will become. The more perfection you produce, the more will you call forth the greater love to bless the rest of life. So where you abide, automatically there comes the perfection of the higher mental body into your experience, that you may let it flow and expand and give and give and give it to life wherever you go, that your next wave of activity may bring greater manifestations that reveal the ever-expanding love of the beloved I Am Presence, the Ascended Host. So, blessed ones, whether it be your health or your strength or your finance, your business, our nation's matters, not everything that is a perfection, everything that makes you happy permanently depends on your use of the sacred fire love. And its cosmic Christ power from the great central sun is what needs to be called into the governments of the world, because they haven't power enough to govern themselves. If you're going to govern masses of people, there must come cosmic Christ power from the great central sun that gives the higher mental body of each life stream an opportunity to cooperate and expand perfection that enables all to go forward to the ascension, whether that be the ascension of a nation or of individuals or the plant life, matters not. Everything that is perfection, everything that expands perfection, everything that manifests perfection is this sacred fire love of the beloved I Am Presence and his cosmic Christ power from the great central sun is the concentration of that sacred fire's cosmic action. And that means the concentration to the whole system. When you call an individual stream of that into your outer affairs, it is power enough to master all human creation in this world. Mankind must have it If destructive activities are to be consumed on the right way of life manifested here to fulfill the great divine plan. So the gods of the mountains are the beings who hold the open-ended cross of freedom ever over the world until its blazing light has consumed the shadows of human selfishness. And the expanding sacred fire love from the great central sun has expanded its presence through the life on this world, whether it be the powers of nature and the plant life, or whether it be individuals, matters not. That expanding sacred fire of love must be allowed to go forth through everything, must be called into everything, must be allowed to control everything in order to reveal the victory of its perfection and protection to that which is constructive. There is no other way. So we who are holding that sacred fire of love in the Swiss Alps for its radiation to that portion of the world, I assure you, will appreciate every call you make for sacred fire of love to govern the conditions in Europe and prevent the desecration that is intended by destructive forces. So, blessed ones, you in America have a tremendous responsibility. The light has been given here. The light has been planted here, focused here. The light must radiate from here. And we who are drawing the light in the portion of the world where we abide will forever be grateful for every expansion of the sacred fire's love that comes from the Americas and flows forth to engulf the rest of the world and continues to expand under the shadows of human creation have forever been consumed. We are depending on you. Thank you so much. And while you're standing, as I close, will you just accept our love and our gratitude and our willingness to at all times draw forth into outer physical conditions those greater blessings to bless you and everywhere throughout the world. So, beloved ones, the sacred love of the sacred fire is the master power of life. And as we call it into all conditions of the physical world, and as you send it forth, you cannot lose by giving it to the rest of the world. And when you give that sacred love of the sacred fire, we, the next instant, can give you infinitely more than you send forth. And therefore you shall forever be greatly blessed. Your blessing forever increase. And as you send this help to the rest of the world, will you find the door from above always open to keep you free from the distress in which the rest of mankind is bound tonight. So I do appreciate more than you know your recognition of us, your willingness to cooperate, and just know we are ever ready to draw the sacred fire and its miracle love of eternity into the outer conditions to release weary mankind from the shadows that have bound the masses of the people in distress for so long. Let us all put an end to that with the forgiving love of the violet consuming flames, purifying freedom, and that sacred fire power from the central sun. We call and call and call until no part of life is in distress ever again in this world. Thank you with all my heart. Won't you be seated, please? To you, beloved God of the Swiss Alps, thank you for your blessing to us tonight. May we not be found wanting, but pour our love, the sacred love of the sacred fire, into every condition in Europe and the world that is not the love and perfection of the ascended host for life everywhere forever. And we thank thee. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such cosmic Christ power from the great central sun, of that sacred fire love of eternal victory that it blazes everywhere without reservation, until all stand ascended and free, and we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, the words of the benediction charge us and clothe us with everything you know is going to be required to let us give that assistance, all we're capable of giving at this time, and quickly as possible put an end to distress, and we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, great God of the Swiss Alps. And thank you, great beings who direct the sacred love of the sacred fire to the people of Earth. May we become your legions of love and blessing to life wherever we abide. And to the seven mighty Eowyn, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim and blaze it without reservation around us forever. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress all activities of the sacred love of the sacred fire, let that sacred fire blaze without reservation and compel all that is of evil to cease to be forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty iron presence and blessed God of the Swiss Alps, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with the world-enfolding power sun presence of sacred fire love, move into outer physical conditions, that which forces the purification of all, everywhere, forever. And we thank thee. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the sacred fire love of cosmic Christ power from the great central sun that this world needs to put an end to all that is of evil, everywhere, forever, and as quickly as possible. And we thank you.